Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont appears to be headed for its first budget veto in nearly a decade. Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say it's become clear that they will be unable to reach an agreement with Republican Governor Phil Scott over the issue of teacher health benefits. At a press conference Wednesday, Scott underscored the consequences of that impasse.
I've made it quite clear if we aren't able to get agreement on what I believe needs to be in the bill, that I will not hesitate to veto it.
Scott wants a statewide contract for teacher health benefits, which he says would save $26 million a year in education costs. The Senate passed a plan that guarantees that amount of education savings, but leaves it to local districts to choose where the cuts would come from. Scott says lawmakers need to ensure the savings come exclusively from health care costs. Lawmakers say they're unwilling to meddle so intrusively in the collective bargaining process between teachers and school districts. Governor Phil Scott and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker are calling on the federal government to continue efforts to address climate change. In a letter addressed to Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the two Republican governors said climate change has caused flooding, heat waves, droughts, and other extreme weather. The letter says, quote, "These impacts threaten the people of our states and put an intense burden on our economies." The letter does not have any specific demands, but calls for continued national leadership from the federal government on climate change. A new law signed by Governor Phil Scott Wednesday creates a legal protection for information given to journalists by confidential sources or conversations that take place off the record. That means the identity of anonymous sources is out of reach of Vermont's legal system, and Scott says the law helps reporters preserve their independence.
This protection enables sources, from whistleblowers to victims of a crime, to feel confident in their ability to speak freely with the press.
The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press says more than 30 states have similar protections in place, but the group would like to see expanded federal protections for journalists as well. The future of migrant workers on Vermont's dairy farms was the focus of a community forum in Hardwick last night. Louise Calderwood is an agricultural consultant. She was one of the panelists. Calderwood says while the threat of deportations has put stress on local workers and farmers, there have not been widespread immigration sweeps of Vermont's dairy farms yet. Yesterday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, reported that migrant deportations were up by nearly 38% during President Trump's first 100 days in office compared to that same time period last year. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast details sunshine will mix with periods of clouds. It'll be very breezy and warm to hot today. Temperatures could reach up to 90 degrees, highs generally in the 80s to low 90s from north to south today.